Let's hold to God's unchanging hands and trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, and if by earthly friends forsaken, then still more closely to Him cling. We've got to hold to God's unchanging hands. We've got to hold to God's unchanging hands and build your hopes on things eternal. Just hold to God's unchanging hands and covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Oh, seek to gain the heavenly treasures, for they will never pass away. You've got to hold to God's unchanging hands. You've got to hold to God's unchanging hands and build your hopes on things eternal. Just hold to God's unchanging hands. And when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Got to hold to God's unchanging hands. You've got to hold to God's unchanging hands and build your hopes on things eternal.
Good afternoon. Amen. Let's see one back out with us this afternoon. We have a birthday today also. Today is Aaron and Richard's mom's birthdays. Miss Diane Roberts is 35 today. Diane's her name, right? Yeah, I did say it right, didn't you? You looked at me like I said it wrong. 35 today.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday. Every day of the year, oh happy birthday to you, oh happy birthday to you, and the best year you've ever had. Oh happy birthday to you, oh happy birthday to you, may you feel Jesus dear. Every day of the year, oh happy birthday to you, oh happy birthday.
Remember Sister Diane in your prayers. Remember Sister Angie Brown had an unspoken request this morning. Brother Donnie's praying for his daughter. Needs a touch from the Lord. Remember her, Jenny, Brother Donnie's daughter. So remember that. And also Brother Anderson, you know, he gave us the good results on little David's brain. All was well. and everything was normal, and we thank the Lord for that this morning. So we'll just be with that. Continue blessing him. He's already got more than his daddy and mama both put together is what they told me. But I wasn't supposed to say that, but it was written on the bottom where David had wrote it. But that's okay. Just remember, Brother Aaron will be preaching this afternoon. Remember, Dad and Wade and Ember traveling back. Whoever went up there with them, just keep them safe on the way home. I know we all have unspoken requests. Yes, Brother Dan. Remember Brother Hal Thomas. We'll have to check on him. He's out in the parking lot sick, maybe his stomach or something. And still remember Mom too as we pray. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this afternoon, Lord. Lord, be with the ones who are traveling. Bless them, Lord. Special prayer for Brother Hal Thomas, Lord. We don't know what the need is, but Lord, you do. And by your stripes, he's healed, Lord. Just continue blessing him. Bless Mom. All the other ones. Remember Brother Donnie's daughter. And Lord, remember Diane Roberts. And Lord, all the ones that we're praying for, just continue bless them. Be with them and guide them. Forgive us for all of our sins and give Brother Aaron strength, Lord, that we'll... And we also, Lord, that we'll have the right attitude to listen to what's being said. Forgive us for all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Let's turn to page number 315. Keep on the firing line. If you're in the battle for the Lord and the right, just keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight, so keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die of fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. God will only use a soldier he can trust, so keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must, so keep on the firing line. Life is but to labor for the Master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad, so keep on the firing line. I will praise the Savior for the call we had, so keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in, so keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
Let's have Brother Mark help us take up offering. give thanks for you bring us all back together again this afternoon, Lord. Thank you for blessing all the tithes and the offerings today, Father God, that you can use to give your precious glory, yeah. Father God. Bless your little bride here and bless each one, Father God, at home watching in on the internet.
Thank you.
Bring them back soon, Father God. Remember Brother Wade, Brother Sam coming back today, Father.
Yeah.
Brother Hal, Father, just touch him, Father, whatever he has to eat.
Yes.
And touch Brother Aaron. Give him strength, yes. Father, bring the message we ask in your name. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to number 470. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed. Up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. One more time. I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed.
Amen.
Let's turn to page number 7. And when the redeemed. I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. I will raise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we'll be washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing, oh Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, oh, the city will be rolled, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we'll be washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing, Lord, Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption's story with their voices clear and strong, when the redeemed are gathering in. And the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we'll be washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing, Lord, Lord, when the redeemed gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we wash like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing, Lord, Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. One more time. When the redeemed are gathering in, we'll be washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing, Lord, Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Let's turn to page 663. I would not be denied. When pangs of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord, and instant with the courage bold, I stood upon his word. No, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Old Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. But praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. No, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. No, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Thank you. I'm going to switch the order of service now as Brother Aaron comes out.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Yes, you're holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. I'm so glad that we can see him.
Amen.
Amen. God has given us eyesight in this hour by his grace that we can see him. And I want to see more of him. Amen. God bless you this evening. Good to be in the house of the Lord again. And I'm not going to sing. But may sing later, but... I just thank the Lord for all his blessings on us.
Amen.
And I want to say on behalf of our family, we appreciate the church and the prayers and the everything that was done on our behalf. Amen. With the passing of Dad. And this is kind of... Y'all may think this is a little bit of a funeral service today, but it may sound a little odd today, but when a child of God goes home, it's not a sad time. It's sad for us,
yeah.
But you know, it's a celebration.
Right.
You know. Paul wrote to us in 1 Thessalonians, and he said, I would not have you be ignorant, brother, that we should not sorrow. We should sorrow not as those that have no hope. You know, he didn't say that you wouldn't have sorrow. He said not to sorrow as those that have no hope. For Jesus Christ, we have hope. We have an assurance in our day, and God has a better place for us.
Yes. Amen.
Right. And like Brother Bob was talking about this morning, starting to get leaky, so we're gonna do the best we can. But you know, it's a great time to realize that, you know, as the song. We sing just a little while to labor, just a little while to wait.
Yes.
You know, we're just going to be down here for a little while longer for us to struggle and walk in this path that's straight.
Right.
You know, but you know, soon our troubles will be over.
Right.
You know, we have that promise.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what it may sound a little simple today, but you know what? If it's real to you, I tell you what, it means the world to me.
Amen.
Cause we don't know how much longer we've got, but I don't believe it'll be much longer, but I'm looking forward to the splendor of heaven.
Amen.
And the glory that shall be revealed in us. Because there's going to be we're looking for a resurrection, but you know, that's our responsibility. All the ones that run their race before us, now it's our responsibility to run our race, to finish the course, to fight the good fight. Because without they cannot be made perfect. It's all a body work. And if they've done their part, then it's our responsibility to do our part.
Amen.
And that's what God's called us to do.
Right.
To be, as Brother Bob was talking about this morning, it was very timely, I thought. Because
yes.
You know what? It's time for us to check up on where we're at. Are we walking where we need to be? Not just claiming to be a Christian or a message believer, but are you walking in the path that God has called you? Are you walking in the light that God has called you to? Are you walking in the fullness that God has for you?
Amen.
We need to lay aside every weight and everything that so easily besets us and run this race that God has set before us. I just appreciate this morning's word. Brother Bob, it was good. But before we get into the scripture and everything and look at these things, let's just all bow our heads and speak to the author. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day, Lord, that you've given us another opportunity to be in your house, Lord. Lord, Father, another opportunity to look into your scripture. Lord, to open the words, the pages of this book. Lord, anybody, as the prophet said, any person can open this book and read the words thereon. But it takes the Holy Spirit to come and speak to each one. Lord, to come and take these words that are written in a book and Lord, the notes that we have and different things, Lord. Lord, but touch the people. Lord, to feed their souls, Lord, Lord, give comfort. And Lord, I just pray today that you'll just come help me get out of the way. Lord, that we can speak to, you can speak to the people. Lord, it's fallen my lot, Lord, to stand here and I just pray that, Lord, I just be what you'd have me to be, Lord, a servant. Lord, that you can use me that today. And Lord, we just commit it all to you. And Lord, for each one that has a need today, Lord, we've read the requests and Lord, we've seen the uplifted hands, Lord. You know each need, each desire, Lord. And Lord, but you said that if we would seek the kingdom of God first, then all these things would be added unto us. Lord, we just want to draw closer to you, Lord. Lord, we want to be molded in your image. Lord, your prophet told us, Lord, that we have been invited to be molded into your image, Lord. Lord, we want to receive that invitation, Lord, that you come and do all the work that you'd have to do in our lives, Lord. Lord, no matter what, how painful it may be, Lord, how hard it may be, Lord Jesus. Lord, if we come forth like gold, Lord, it'll be all worth it. And Father, we realize that it's a late hour. We don't know how much time we have left, Lord, but we just want to be faithful in all that we do. And Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, that we have this opportunity to gather. And we just pray for the ones that can't be here today, Lord Jesus. But we pray, Lord, that we'll all be back together. But Lord, we realize that you said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst, Lord. So each one that's listening in today, Lord, in their homes, Lord, wherever they may be, I pray that you bless them today. Lord, just give them what they have need of. Lord, bless Brother Dale, Brother Wade, as they travel, the different ones. Lord, we just commit all things to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We're going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and then we're going to read from St. John 14, which is very familiar. And Brother Luis likes my titles sometimes. He said I come up with some pretty good ones. So, from the pest house to my father's house. Brother Branham actually talks about that in the message, Things That Are to Be. He talks about being delivered from the past house into my father's house. And so that's where I got that from. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 39 says, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. And there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and of the glory of the stars, for one glory differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy, and the second man is of the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, a twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must... That's powerful. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. I said, always abounding in the work of the Lord. What is the work of the Lord? It's what God's called you to do. You know, it's to be faithful in even in the small things, whatever God's called you to do. That's all, he said, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And then we go to John chapter 14. Very familiar. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. God bless you this evening. God bless the reading of the word. Be seated. Brother Branham, in the message, the identified Christ of all ages, Brother Branham says, a man, he knows he comes from the beyond, and a dark shadowy curtain that hangs between him and where he was before he come here, and he knows he must go behind that curtain, and he is always wanting to know where he come from, what he is, and where he is going. He said, we have millions of books, millions of volumes that's been wrote on, I suppose, on the subject, but there is only one book, and that's 66 volumes of in itself, that can tell you where you are, where you come from, who you are, and where you're going, and that is the Bible. It's the word that tells us, it tells you where you come from, who you are, and where you're going. So that's what I want to look at, because, you know, there's a lot of things that can be said, but I'm so thankful that God made provisions for us. Because, you know, if it hadn't been for God, we wouldn't know who we are, where we come from, where we're going. We wouldn't know anything. But it's the grace of God that He's allowed us to know these things, and He spoke to us. And you know, as the different brothers have been speaking on, and you know, where did we come from? Brother Dale's been speaking on that, and you know, that we came from God, and we're going back to God. You know, when God started in the beginning, you know, He had attributes that He wanted to express. He wanted to display His attributes. And, you know, you and I were an attribute of God. And you know, that's what we're displaying today is that attribute of God that He wants to be expressed in the earth. And, you know, He said before there was anything in the earth and that it was Elohim by Himself, yet we were part of Him. And you know what? We've come back to that place that where we started. Yeah. We're always a part of God. Yeah. And you know, we know that when He began to express Himself and began to create and He began to speak these things into existence, everything that came into existence was an expression of Himself. You know, Brother Branham said that, you know, there's different things. You know, Brother Branham said at one time, he said the first thing that was created, you know, was God Himself. He said one time, he said the first thing that was created was light. He said one time the first thing that was created was angels. And you know, all the different things. But everything that He created, when He began to speak, everything that was spoken was an expression of Himself. But then as He began to express and He began to create the earth and speak the things upon the earth, and it started to come, as Brother Luis has talked about, you know, we saw the light come, and then He began to create all the things, the botany life and all the sea life and all the things that He began to express, and everything that we saw was an expression of Himself, but He did not have the full expression of Himself that He wanted until man came. Until Genesis 1:26, and He said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. And the one thing that He said was, man was given a commission. He said, for us to have dominion. We were given dominion over the earth. We were given this dominion. Why? Because He said man was made a lesser God. We were given the dominion over the earth to express God, because we were a lesser God. So we were to express God in that form on the earth. And so we were, He said, and to subdue it and to multiply and replenish the earth. And you know, all these things that God had in his perfect order, that He had everything they had laid out just as perfect that way He wanted it done. And he put man here and man had control of everything that was upon the earth and everything to take place. And you know, Adam was able to come and God put him in flesh, and then he was able to, rule over the earth and everything. But you know, man got away from what God had put in the place that God had put him. God gave man the free moral agency to do as he wanted to do. And you know, then he got away from what God had given him. And how we've gotten away from these things. But yet, you know, Brother Branham was talking one time, and he was talking about man. See, man, and he talks about the earth, and we see how the earth acts today, and you know, the earth is still following the laws of God. And he said, it's because the earth is still submissive to the will of God, to the word of God. It still does the same things every single day. And he said man would be the same way if he was still submissive to the word of God. But the problem is man's got away from the word of God, and they're not submissive to the will of God. They're not submissive to the word of God, and they wonder why things are in the condition they are. But you know, when God began to speak everything into existence, there was a divine order that was laid out for everything, and there's still a divine order in which everything is supposed to go about in this earth. And the thing is if you and I still have that ability to reach out and accept and see what the divine order is. You know, many people have God has spoken the word into people's lives. He's speaking the word to people. And you know, many people stand up today and they say, oh, you know, if I could hear the Lord speak to me, if I could hear a word from the Lord, and people are seeking for things, but the problem is they don't know where to look to find the word of God or to find the answers from God. It's so amazing how God has tried to reach people and people don't realize that God is speaking to people. And they just walk right past it, and they're just deaf to what he's tried to say to them. And you know, many times people are looking, I want to find a word from God. I want to know what God has for me, or, you know, I'm trying to find an answer. And I tell everybody, well, how much time have you spent in this? Have you looked into the word of God? Because, you know, because he said, man shall not live by bread alone. He said, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And you know, you're not going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to find it on some street corner. You're not going to find it in some self-help book. You're not going to find it anywhere, but you'll find it in those 66 books that Brother Brown said. That he said it tells you where you start, where you're going, and where you came from. All the answers that you have need lay right here. But the problem is do we read the scripture as Brother Brown said, they read it as a historical book, and they read it as a book of philosophy, like, you know, they're studying Confucius or some great philosopher, or, you know, one of the great philosophers of time. But you know, they don't read it as speaking to them. They're not reading it as it speaks to you and I. This word right here is written to you and I. Do we read it as that, or we just read it that we're going to try to, as Brother Bob was talking about, you know, we get into the word where we're just going to flip back and forth, and we're going to try to skim this or that, and you know, and we're going to try to slice and dice and get what we want out of it instead of reading the scripture for what it says, because what it says is what it means. There's God didn't stutter. God didn't. He's not double-minded. He's not confused on anything. What he said is what he means. But the problem is will we submit to that and wait for God to speak to us? Because many times people have read through the scripture, and Satan has come, and what Satan's job is, and what he's really good at, is getting people confused on what the Bible says. And many people we're still reading it through a carnal mind, we're still reading it through carnal-minded eyes, and we're still confused on what the Bible says. We're still reading it through a denominational eyes, and so, you know, we're still confused on it, but the problem is there's a way that's made that you and I can come, that we can overcome that God can speak to us through the scripture, that we don't have to be confused about what it says. We're not to be confused by that. I thank God, because, you know, as Brother Bram talks about, this is a love letter. This is a letter of love that was written to you and I. And you know, the thing is, if it's written to you, then you know what? Then God wants you to understand it. Then if he's written the scripture to you, then his desire is for you to know what it says. Amen. So the thing is, you know, I don't have to be confused, and I don't have to be scared, and I don't have to be worried about things. I don't have to, because you know what? God's going to lead me through that. God will make known what he has for you. But the problem is if I get to the place where I try to figure it out on my own and not wait on him to let me know what it says, is for him to speak. If I try to figure it out on my own, then you know what? I get confused. I get messed up. I get displaced. Everything gets out of the whack. But there's one thing that I can do, is have confidence in God of what he's come to do and what he's called me to do. And what he's called me for is he's going to bring me to this place that I can have confidence in these things. That, you know, I'm not going to be lost. I'm not going to be taken away. I can't be separated from God. Because the scripture tells us that when in Romans there, he said, you know, what can separate me from the love of God? You know, what can separate me from this? And he said, Paul said, who can separate us from the love of God? Who can separate? He said, will my trials separate me from the love of God? He said, is there anything in this world that we know of? He said, no height, no depth, no nothing, nothing created, there's nothing seen, unseen, no matter what it is, no matter what comes or goes, there's nothing that can separate me from the love of God. He said, we've been made more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we can have confidence in what he's done. Why? Because he has come to take us all the way through. Because when man fell, you know what? He didn't leave man off by himself somewhere just to deal with things. But you know what? He came to man and you know, he'd already made a provision for man before he fell that there would be a way made. And then he came to man when Adam and Eve fell and they separated themselves from God. God didn't stay away, but he came looking for Adam and he come been calling for Adam. And it's the same way with you and I. You may walk away from God, but if you're a son, a daughter of God, then you know what? He comes calling for you. He's calling for you. He's wanting to have fellowship with you. You may try to separate from him, but you know what? You can't be separated from him. A true son or daughter of God cannot be separated from him. I tell you what, like Wade says, if this don't stir your soul, your spoons fell out of your bowl. I'm happy to know these things.
Amen.
See, God, in the message, Messiah, Brother Branham says, now when God made man, in Genesis 1:26, it shows, he said, if you're putting down scripture, Genesis 1:26, he said, it shows that man, that God made man to be a God to begin with. Man was made to be a God, a lesser God. He was made to be in the image and likeness of God. He had hands like God. He had feet like God. Eyes, ears, and intelligence like God. His whole fiber because he was a son of God. And Jesus referred to him as God. And see, he was talking about, he said, how can you condemn me saying I'm the son of God? Is it written in your law that ye are gods? And if they call those gods who the word of God came to, how can you condemn me when I say I'm the son of God? He was referring to the prophets, the anointed ones, lesser anointed. Jesus was so anointed that he was more than a prophet. Jesus was so anointed till he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He was God. The prophets had the same kind of anointing only in a lesser condition. And Jesus, in Genesis 1:26, when God made man, he made him a God because he gave him dominion and he had rulership. He had power over the birds of the air, the cattle, over the winds, the waves, the fishes of the sea, everything. He had dominion over everything. He was a ruler, anointed a ruler, because he was in the likeness and the image of God with an earthly domain. That's why the Bible says the earth is groaning, crying, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The world is waiting for the man to come back into his right estate. So God made man to have a dominion over the earth. You know, because God has, you know, because if you're made in God's image and God is ruling things, and then when he made man to be a ruler also, then you know, that's the expression of God is to have that dominion over the earth and to do the things that God has called us to do, to have that dominion. But you know, if we don't walk in that dominion, then you know, we're not walking in what God has called us to be and to have that dominion over the earth. And you know, we see the condition that everything is in today, and it's because man has fallen. God, man has walked away from God, but you know, he's made provision for man to come back. And you know, we still see all the things that have happened today, all the sin and the sorrow, the condition that the world is in today. We see the falling, you know, every death that's taken place, every heartache, all the things that have taken place, all of the turmoil, the chaos, everything that's happened in this world is all because man has come out of from the position that God called him for. Because, you know, God called us to come into a position to be just like him. And, you know, there's no chaos in God. There's no confusion in God. There's no mess in God. But, you know, but man has created this mess because he wants to be like God, just like Satan wants to be like God, but he doesn't want to follow in the divine order that God laid out. And so God is trying to call us back to the place. And that's what the word has come, as Brother Bob was talking about this morning. The word has come for that we can see what the divine order is, that we can come back in divine order, that we can be just like Jesus Christ. But you've got to come into the headship of the Word that you can come to that divine order. So God has called us to a position. God wants us to be in a certain place. And so when He came, when He spoke of that one, when he told Adam and Eve, when he said there would one come, And he said that he would be the woman's seed would come, and he said that he would bruise his head, but he said, you'll bruise his heel.
Yeah.
Speaking of an atonement that would be made.
Right.
And so, you know, when you see that what he came to do, the scripture tells us, he said, for he hath made him to be sin for us. In 2 Corinthians, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. So, when there was a fall took place, and we were separated from God, God came that he loved us so much when we were unlovable, that he made a way back that we could be exactly what he was. That he became what we were, who was not sinful, who didn't have any faults, didn't have any failures, but he came and took on the form of sinful flesh, that he could come to be just like you and I, that we might be just like him. That we can be the righteous, Brother Bram said, the very righteousness of God in him. And many times, you know, we wonder if, you know, people doesn't get the, grasp the concept of understanding just exactly who you are. Because, you know, Jesus didn't come from glory and lay aside all of the splendor and all the things of heaven and come down to be born a virgin in a manger laying on over a manure pile to come and feel the heartaches and the pain and the sufferings that you and I have walked all these years upon the earth and be the scourge of the society and the community and have a terrible name and all the things that he had suffered and then to go through all of that, and yet he preached the word to the people to understand there was a kingdom, there was a place that he wanted to bring the people. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions.
Right.
And he said, I've gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also.
Amen.
And when he went through all of that, and then when he went to Calvary, and he took those stripes upon his back, and he took all that to be beaten to unrecognizable as a human, and he took all of that, and he carried that cross up the hill to be crucified. The worst punishment that anyone could suffer, when he went through all of that on the cross of Calvary, and then he wants us, to you and I, to come to a place and wonder if we're not worthy. Well, you know what? You're not worthy, but you know what? He loved you so much that you are worthy. Why? Because he wouldn't have suffered the way he did. He wouldn't have done exactly what he did. He wouldn't have come that way and suffered the ridicule and all of the pain and all the agony and everything else. So you and I can be to wonder if we're not second class citizens. No, he came, God from heaven, the eternal Elohim came into flesh and suffered as a human that he could become, that we could become the righteousness of God. We have become the righteousness of God. And you know what? He's preached the invitation to you and I to become exactly what he was.
Amen.
Exactly what he is.
That's right.
You know, because you try to share that with people. You know what? Because people do not see who Jesus is.
Right.
And people wonder, you know, Satan has sold people a bill of goods that, you know, trying to make people think they're lower than who they are. They think that they don't have access to that. But he said, come boldly before the throne of grace, that if we to make our petitions known to him.
Amen.
See, people wonder, so, you know, why, you know what, we don't have to be sick. We don't have to be afflicted. We don't have to. Why? Because he took them away from me. I don't have to suffer.
Glory. Amen. Right.
Why? Because there's something inside of me that burns, and we need to tell people, you know what? You don't have to live the same way that you've always lived. You don't have to live the way the world does.
Right.
I don't want to live like the world. I want to show the world that there's the Jesus Christ that came. When he suffered all of the things, that all of the humiliation and everything, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He wanted me to come to that same place. He came to, if he didn't come to redeem nobody else, he came to redeem me.
That's it, amen.
And so I want to accept all that he has made and in provisions he's made for me. I don't want to, you know, because if we don't accept what he's done for us, if he went through all that and you don't accept what he's done for you, then you devalue his sacrifice. You devalue what he's done. Because if He come to do all of that, and you know, He come to bring you into fellowship with Him, that you can be a son. He's, the Scripture tells us, in Romans, said that we have become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Amen. Right.
Well, then if we've become heirs of God, then when we come to the Scripture to see what God has done for us, then you know what? It's ours.
That's it.
So when I look in the Scripture, and there's so many people that when they talk about the atonement, and you hear people preach, and they talk about, well, you know, healing is in the atonement. But that's off somewhere else. When in the sweet by and by, we're going to do all sickness and disease will be done away with, and we're just waiting on that great glorious day in the future, and all that will be taking place. But you know what? I don't have to be sick today.
That's right.
And you know what? I can get healed today and be sick tomorrow. But you know what? I can still be healed the next day.
Yes.
No matter how many, because you know, we're not immune from problems.
Right.
We're not immune from sickness.
Yes.
But the problem is, you know, we can be healed.
Amen.
Because that was God's great plan, is that He said that when He came, then He wanted those attributes to be displayed. So guess what? When we get sick, then He can be a healer. When we have problems, he can be our deliverer. When we have all these things that happen, he can be our answer. He can be our comforter. He can be our guide. He can be everything that we have need of. He can show us everything, but that's what He wanted to be displayed. So, you know, if we get sick, then everybody's like, well, you know, Christians don't get sick. Christians don't have problems. No, it don't make us immune from all of that.
Right.
Because that's not what God wanted. So because he couldn't show His attributes if we were free from all that. But the thing is when we have those problems, when these things come, then guess what? We can be brought and be made free from those things. See, that's what God, He wants us to see. If you're sick, or if you have a problem, whatever it is, if you're seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or whatever it is that you have need of, then you know what? God wants you to know that it's available.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, if you were sick today, he said, and you asked Him to heal you, He said He couldn't heal you more than He's already done. Because he said the price has already been paid. The purchase has already been made. He said the way has already been made. He said, but the thing is you and I got to realize that and accept it. Why? Because Brother Ram said that he wants to give us the baptism of the Holy Ghost more than we want it for ourselves.
Right.
And you know, sometimes that's hard to imagine that He wants to give it to us more than we want, because sometimes we sit and we struggle and we wrestle with things and we try to figure things out. And you know what? We don't let God move. Because we're trying to figure some way that we've got to wrestle, or we got to do this, or we got to do that. But you know, we don't walk with God and just trust Him. Because you know what? It's the whole journey of a Christian. Just walk with God. And if we just trust Him, then He can lead us. I was thinking about what Brother Rums talking about, women trying to have children. And you know, he said sometimes they get so worked up that there's no way that they can receive.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, they try to have children and they can't. So then when they end up not pregnant, then it gets worse, and it just becomes a compound problem that they deal with, because their body gets so worked up because their emotions are so tore up.
Right.
And he said, he was talking about women, and sometimes, you know, you'll see people, they'll go out and they'll adopt a child. And then all of a sudden, you know, something takes place. Well, all of a sudden, she gets her mind off of that. Sometimes when they adopt a child, then all of a sudden she's spending time with this child, and she's bonding with it and everything. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, she ends up pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, why? Because she's able to get her mind and her body back to the place where she can receive. And many times we get the same thing is, you know, we're trying to find an answer from God and we get so worked up and we're not putting our faith in God. We're trying to work something up physically or mentally. You know, we're trying to work on this thing and we get so worked up and it's like we're not trusting God. Can you just trust God? You know, because if that is the thing about the new birth, it's entering into that rest. So everything when we have a promise from God, then we can rest in the promise of God. Because if we, you know, many times people want to pray about things and we want to pray and we want God, oh Lord, to do something for us. And we just want to pray and we're just trying to work things up. And many times we have no communion. Like Brother Dale always tells us, you know, if the Lord wakes you up early in the morning, you wake up, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, Lord, you want to talk to me? But you know, there's no communion. You know, it's like talking to certain people. You know, you call somebody on the phone and they do all the talking, which I was talking to Brother Matthew Bray, and it's probably the last time I was down at his church. But anyway, I was talking about, you talk to Brother Matthew Bray, he gets on the phone, he starts preaching. And it's like, it was really good. And I was like, I just enjoy listening to him. I don't have to say nothing. I just let him talk.
Yes, that's right.
So Brother Matthew told me, he said, well, the next time he said you call, he said, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to let you do the talking. I said, no, I call because I enjoy it. But you know, there's times when you talk to people, you know, it's that way that they do all the talking.
Right.
And many times people say, well, that's what prayer is. And it's like, no, we pray. And you know, so when you pray and you want to commune with God, there's times that I just pray and you know, I talk to the Lord and the next thing I do, I just sink. I don't do nothing else, I just sink. And you know, there's times when I'm just singing, that's when the Lord will give me something. Sometimes it's just a word. But sometimes, you know, it's something that you enter into that you make yourself available, that God can come speak to you and not just try to, you know, a lot of people, they want to pray like, you know, they think that praying is praying the King James prayers. You know, we got to use all the thys and the thous and the thines and thee and, you know, all, and they think they're praying some holy prayer because they're using certain words. And it's just like, you know, Lord, help me. You know, because God knows what's on your heart. You don't have to try to make a flowery prayer to God. God knows what's on the heart. He sees more than, you know, from the inside. So you don't have to try to impress Him. We're not trying to impress Him, but we just make ourselves known that He can speak to us. So, Jesus came. Brother Bram says, he said, this is it not, it is I, be not afraid. Brother Bram said, he said, then one day there came another great warrior. He was the warrior of all of them, Jehovah manifested in flesh, Jesus Christ, His Son. He came down and told them that there was a land far beyond this land. There was a land where men didn't die no more. And he said, there is life after death. And he taught it for 3.5 years. Then one day he came to Kadesh Barnea, where he stood the judgment for us all, the judgment seat of God, where God poured out upon him the iniquity and the penalty for our iniquity, the wrath of God upon him. And he bore in his body our sins, and he crossed the river that we call Jordan, death. But on Easter morning, like Joshua, he came back with the evidence. Man lives again after death. They thought it was a spirit. He said, feel me, a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones like I have. Said, you have something to eat? And they gave him fish and bread, and he ate it. And he said, I'm going to give you the earnest of this land, but I'll wait up there at Jerusalem until you get the down payment. He said, so they went up and they up there and waited, and the earnest was sent back at that of that land. And today we enjoy that. We are now reckoning ourselves dead and buried with him in baptism. We are raised with him spiritually speaking. We are now tonight sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, raised up with him. We are now in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 said, we are by one spirit, we're all baptized into one body. By what? That's the earnest of our inheritance. We already got the down payment on it, but we know that we've passed from death unto life. We look back and see where we once were and where we are now. There's sin in the world down there, and we've raised above it, sitting with him, our King, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What an evidence. And not even death itself, when a great warrior, Paul, came to face it, he screamed, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm so thankful that we've been given that victory. So, you know, he came and we conquered. He conquered these things, and he came to bring us eternal life, to carry us, but, and he's given us the evidence of this. He said it was the earnest of our inheritance. And so, you know, I'm so glad that we know that we are sealed until the day of our redemption. Because, you know, he took all this upon himself, that he can come back, and he wants to show us and prove to us that we have overcome. And that's what you have to do. And, you know, we wonder why we have problems in the different things that come our way. Why? Because it's God showing us who we are and what God has done. And we see the world, the condition the world is in today, but I thank God that God has made a way to show us that we've overcome all these things. And, you know, people wonder how, you know, the condition that the world is in and how things are going. But I'm so glad that, you know, we have an evidence. We have an assurance that, you know what, this is not the end. And you know what, I thank God, because now is the time that the world is falling apart and it's getting close. But God has made a way for you and I to see that we have, and we can have that assurance. That, you know, we don't have to stay here. We don't have to live under the curse of the world and all these things. Why? Because God has brought us to a place, and he's made us daughters and sons of God, and he's brought us above this, and we are sitting today now in heavenly places. Amen. That we can sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we see these things, and you know, we see how the world has come into the condition that it's in, and all the things that has happened. But you know, God has brought to us his life. And you know, when you see that the life of God has come to you, you know, there's a journey that a Christian goes on to, you know, God carries you on this when you first hear the word and realize, you know, you're not who you are supposed to be. That there's many people in the world today and you see them and people grow up and, you know, they are out there and they say, well, you know, I have always grown up in this family. And you know, and they say, well, you know, I don't look like anybody in the family. And you know, and so they wonder why things are, so they don't have the mannerisms that people do. And you know, they have questions about where they came from. And you know, and now everybody does DNA. And you know, many times you'll find them on the news where people, you know, they wonder why I'm not like a certain person. You know, they say, you know, they have these questions about things. Well, you know, all of a sudden they take a DNA test and, you know, they've lived in a family all these years and they've known these people and they've been called by a certain name and all these things. And all of a sudden one day they take a DNA test and come to find out, you know what? They're not related to these people. You know, they don't even have the same last name. All of a sudden they come to find out they're somebody else. You know, they have another family and they realize, hey, you know, I look, and all of a sudden they meet somebody and it's like, hey, you know what? I look like them. I talk like them. There's all these connections to these people. Why? Because where they grew up, that wasn't who they were. Right. You know, as Brother Brown, I'm talking about that eagle in the chicken yard. There was that eagle walking around. You know, he didn't understand anything about digging in a manure pile. He didn't understand about that thing. He didn't understand that mama chicken clucking. He said it was not a language that he was familiar with. It didn't speak to him. But you know, it's the same way with you and I. There's you know, as Brother Bob was talking about this morning, everybody wants to say that it was just, you know, we just come to a realization of what we always were. But you know, there was a day that you realized, you know what? God spoke to you and you realized, you know what? I'm not where I ought to be. There comes a day you realize, you know what? I'm a sinner. I realize today that I am not in the right fellowship with God. That you know what? God made a provision for me. God made a way for me that I don't have to live in sin. There was a way that covered that chasm between man and God, and His name was Jesus Christ, and He came to make a way that I can become what He is. And so that I can receive, and I realize that, you know, my sins can be covered. That I can become justified. Yeah. And there's a way that I can repent and be baptized.
That's right.
Because the scripture tells me, He said, to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That I can see, you know what, there was a way made, and I realize that I'm a sinner and that I can change. That I can become a son of God. That I can repent and be baptized. Then Brother Branham said, after that, the Holy Spirit begins to work on you and realize, you know what, you need to get rid of the things of the past.
Right.
The old nature that you have has to be gone.
Right.
And He begins to work on you to get rid of the old, to become sanctified, to do away with that old man.
Right.
For you to overcome that. And then when you come through that place, a journey of sanctification, then He said the baptism of the Holy Ghost will come and fill you. That you can be filled by the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And then when you realize that you've come through that journey, that you realize that the same life that lays inside of you today is the same life that walked in on the shores of Galilee, yeah, was the same life that lays inside of you, is the same life that stepped out on nothing and began to speak and say, let there be, and created the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And you know what? He came to you that you might be what He is.
Amen.
That you and I can be the sons and daughters of God. What does that mean? What does it mean to be a son? What does it mean to be a daughter? What does it mean to be the offspring of God? What does that mean? It means that you are what He is.
Exactly right.
So when you know, there, you know, He never walked in a place when Jesus walked on the earth, you know what? There never was a funeral. He raised the dead.
Right.
You know what? There never was a time that He was defeated by the devil by the word.
Right.
When the Pharisees and all, even when Satan come to tempt Him, when he brought the word to Him, then you know what? Jesus brought Satan right back to the word and told him.
Right.
He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He showed him, he said, you know, and when He talked about showing him the world and all the things that was going to take place and all of the great worlds and the kingdoms and everything that was going to take place. Why? Jesus wasn't going to bow to Satan in that time. Why? Because He realized He was already the one that made it and He was already the ruler of it.
Yes. Amen.
Why? Satan was just here for a little while. Sure, Satan would. Brother Brown said Satan, Jesus knew that He was the ruler of the world. He was the king of the world. He was ruling it. But you know what? He only had a space of time in which He's able to do His, and then after that, it goes right back to God.
Amen.
See, He wasn't going to fall for Satan's lie. Why? Because He knew He was already going to be the ruler of it. See, Satan trying to put something over on Jesus. Jesus realizes Satan, there was a day that Satan's going to be bound.
Amen.
And then he'll be done away with.
Right.
So you and I, we don't have to bow down and worry. Why? Because He's just a bluff.
Right. Right.
See, death is just a bluff. Well, because when Jesus died and He rose again, then when He rose, what did He do? He said, I conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Right.
So when he took the keys of death, hell, and then he didn't, Satan don't even have a key to his own house. He has no more dominion. Who allows him to have dominion? Who allows him to have rulership over anything? There's nothing that can come to you as a son or a daughter of God unless God allows it. And the only other time that that Satan is able to allow to touch a son or daughter of God is when we get away from the Word. When we step out from behind the fortification of the Word, then Satan has his way with us. But you know, as long as we stand fortified behind the Word and what God has given us, then you know what? Satan has no power over us. Why? Because he comes to buffet us. He comes to press us, but he can't overcome us. So we can overcome. We are overcomers, but we have to realize that, you know, Satan is coming and he's going to press you to see what your testimony is going to be. To find out what you're actually going to believe. You actually stand and claim what your God-given right is. What God has given you, are you going to claim that? Brother Bram says, this is from Things That Are To Be. And he speaks and says, scroll down, let's see. Yeah, just keep on scrolling there, but we're going to skip some of this. He said, the likeness and all the things that he did expresses the things that are to come. Just as the body gives you here, just as this body he gave you to live in only expresses that there is one that is greater yet to come. See, if we bear, we have borne the image of the earthy, we will also bear the image of the heavenly, which holds no evils in this one that is to come. Now this one does hold evil and sickness and sorrow. And he was talking about, as he was preaching in the power of transformation. But if you skip down, he says, but the world had sinned. So the penalty of sin was death and he had to die. And that's why God was manifested in flesh, so he could take sin on him to pay the penalty. There's nothing, let's see, there's nothing to come back. It's not earmarked. It's absolutely freely paid. All the debt is paid. It belongs. There it is. Belongs to him now. And we are delegates of his kingdom assembled here together tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, sitting in heavenly places. So, you know, he's paid the debt for us, and he's brought us into this heaven and heavenly places that he's brought us to. But you know, even because of the fall, you know, God has taken up residence on the inside, the soul of man. But you know, the devil still has that attack on the flesh. He can still buffet the flesh, and he can still put things on the flesh. And we still live in this world and still have to be subject to the things of this world. You know, Brother Brown talks about living in a pest house. And he was talking about, you know, a pest house is, you know, a place where they put diseased people. And you're living in this pest house. And you know, we've many times have always talked about living in this pest house. Here we are living in this realm, living in these bodies and still getting old and all the things that we have to go through to get tired, get hungry, all the things that we have to face in here. But he said it was just showing us that there's a land. Well, you know what? We're not going to get sick anymore. We're not going to get tired anymore. We're not going to have any more heartaches. We're not going to have any death there because we're going to be free from all of these things that living in this pest house. But he said, but I've gone to a place to prepare for you a place in my Father's house, because you know, there's a place in my Father's house. He said, you know, that it's a perfect place. And he said, there's a perfect place. And he said, perfect people go to live there. And he said, you know, all the things that are perfect there, and you know, and everything is just absolute perfection. And he said, you know, then we have this place that there's a perfect bride that's going to be living in a perfect place. And he said, where I've gone, he said, I want you to know that, he said, I've gone to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. And you know, that's when Thomas asked him, you know, Lord, where is this place and how are we going to get there? And Jesus said, I am the way. He is the way. And you know what? If he started out on this journey and he's brought you to this place, then you know what? He's going to carry you all the way through. Because he started you on this journey that you're going to go all the way through from beginning to end. And so, you know, if you've started on this journey and he's brought you to this place and he's put you in this place of heavenly places, or you're standing today in heavenly places, that you can go from here and he's going to continue on, because if he started this good work, he's going to continue on with it. And you know, when we see that we're living in this pest house, but you know what? There's a day coming where we can lay down this pest house. There's coming a day when, you know, all these earthly things are going to pass away. You know, as the scripture tells us, you know, it's not a bad thing if a believer passes from here. You know, because Paul said, you know, in 1 Thessalonians, you know, he said, you know, I don't want you to be ignorant of those that sleep. And he said, those that are asleep in Jesus. So, you know, there is no death to a saint. When you've already died to your old man, the old man has died, you've died to yourself that he might live, that he's taken up residence in you through the new birth. And you know what? There is no more death. Because death may come to you, but you know what? Death can't take you. Death can only carry you into the presence of God. So there is no, you know, because, you know, Brother Aaron talked about, you know, there's a lot of fear and things that are associated with death. But you know what? A real true son, a daughter of God, there is no death. There is no fear, because you know what? He come to take all that away from us, because he wants us to realize, you know, if we pass from this realm into the other realm, then you know what? It's just one breath here, and the next one we're in the immortality. There's just one breath here and we're stepping into incorruption. And, you know, that's just one breath here, and then we're stepping into eternity. And you know what? It's just, we're walking from here to there. And many times people worry about what's going to take place. But you know what? There is a trust. There is an assurance that we have in him. It doesn't matter whether we have to go by the grave or we can just walk by through a body change and leave here. But you know what? When we go through that thing, then you know what? It doesn't matter. God has made a way, and God has already made the way and made it perfect for us to pass through.
Amen.
You know, as we were in the hospital with Dad, and you know, Dad really couldn't communicate with us or anything like that. But you know, it's a great thing to realize that when, you know, you don't want to lose loved ones, but you know what? It's a wonderful thing to realize when they get ready to cross over, they know where, you know, where they're going. When they step up to that place, you know, it's a sad time and there's heartache and everything like that. But praise God, there's a place where, you know what, when you get ready at the end of your journey and you get ready to cross over, let me tell you, there's the wonders and splendors of heaven. There's things the Bible tells us that I have not seen, ear not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. Our mental faculties cannot imagine how great it is when we step out of this realm into that realm. People don't realize how great it is. And you know what? When we leave here and we go over there and they're waiting on us, then praise God. You know, that's a wonderful thing, you know, because you know what? There's no more sickness. There's no more disease. There's no more heartache. But you know what? If we do that, then that's wonderful. And I praise God that we know where the saints are when they step into that sixth dimension. But you know what? It gives something to me, because it puts a fire in me. Why? Because it's stirring me. Why? Because it's you and I. We've got to come to the place that we're going to fulfill all that God has for us to do, that we can walk in the Word and realize what God has done for us and given us the Word, that we can take a body change.
Amen.
Why? Because it has been spoken.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir. You know, if this body goes to the earth, this earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved. He said, we have one not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So he's already got provision made for us. But the thing is Have we made the provision? You know, because people, you have to know, as Brother Bob was talking about this morning, we need to know where we stand with God. You need to have the assurance. Brother Ram said you need to make sure that you have a reservation. Have you made reservations for that place? Because you know we can walk, have the assurance to walk in that, to continue in that. We need to walk in what God has given us. Can we continue in the Word? And he said, because he's given us this word and he's brought us to a place that you and I can have assurance of where we stand. He's already conquered and he's made a way, and then we can hold on. He said a true believer holds on to the word that God has given us.
Right.
We have that assurance to hold on to what God has given us. Right. Do you hold on to what God has given you and realize, you know, I can hold on, I can walk and be confident in what God's done for me.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's not what I've done. It's not the goodness of me. It's the goodness of God that he's brought us to this place. And, you know, if we come to this place and we can have assurance of where we stand, and then, you know, we just walk with God. And if we come into that place, as Brother Bob was talking about this morning, when we come into that place where God has called us to, and we have that assurance that we stand and know where we're standing at today, that we're sons and daughters of God, that we have been sealed until the day of our redemption, then we begin to walk with God. And if God is leading us, then God will lead us. As he was speaking of, talking about the stature of a perfect man, you know, then, you know, you just add to your faith virtue and virtue knowledge and all these things. As God is leading you through these things, he's leading you and adding these things to you. And he said, for an entrance shall be ministered unto you into that everlasting kingdom. So there's a, you know, because these things is what's going to carry you all the way through. It's to continue in the Word. As long as you're here, the reason God has you here is for a reason. God has you for a reason here. When you finish your journey, God's going to take you home. But the thing is, as long as you're here, then you know what? We're supposed to be walking in the Word and adding through this every day, you know, stepping into the perfect image of Jesus Christ. And not taking a step back or not trying to stand still, but to continue walking in that, continuing the walking in the Word and seeing why. Because God, if God's called you, then you know there's a place that God has called you to come to. Then you know what? That's what you and I have to do, is keep walking, be faithful in what God has called us to do. You know, we don't know how long we're going to be here, what God's called us to, but you know, we don't all have to come to the same place, but the one thing we do have to do is be faithful in what God has called us to do. The same place that God has called us, that we can walk and be faithful in what God has called us to be. Because God has given us His life to lead us. So if God has given us His Word, He's given us His life, then you know what? The life that He's given us will be made manifest.
Right.
You know, because He said, as Brother Ram was talking about, you know, the different ones, He said, you know, if I had the spirit of Beethoven, then, you know, I would do the things that Beethoven done and the different ones. But he said, you know, if I have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, if I have the life of Jesus Christ, then you know what? The things that Jesus done will be made manifest.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
Then you know what? If I, as Paul said, it's no longer I that live now. Well, you know what? If I just allow, because you know, we try to wrestle with things and we get in God's way. But you know what? If we allow the life that's inside of us, then you know what? We can overcome. That Jesus Christ be made manifest.
Yes.
The same life that spoke, walked out on nothing and spoke everything into existence. The same life that came and never had a funeral service. The same one that all through the scripture that came and done all the miracles and all the things. It's the same life. So if it was the same life that come in you and I, then you know, we don't have to live a below our standards. God has given us this, that we have come to this place. So the thing is we have to continue to press the battle. God has called us from the pest house, but He's called us to His house. He's made to prepare a place for us that we can leave here. And all you think all the years that has been going on, and you know, God has a desire for you to come to the place that He wants you to be. He wants the fellowship with you. You know, there's a day that, you know, you think about eternity. God living in eternity. Here He is, the great eternity. And then there's this one little span of time that we're here. We came from eternity. And we've come down here in earth. We're spiritual beings living a natural life in time. But we're going back to be spiritual beings again. Going back to eternity. And you know what? And we don't know how long it's going to be, but we know it's a short time. But you know, God wants us to come. That's what God's calling us home. God has a desire for us to come back. For us to you know, and we have to live in these pest houses and do all these natural things. But you know what? God wants us to get ready. Because, you know, if you have, you know, you think of even having children. You know, and your children are gone and you don't see them for a while or whatever. You know, there's a desire to see your children. And you know, you can talk to your children on the phone and you can FaceTime them and everything like that. But let me tell you what, when your children are gone, there's nothing like having your children with you. And how much more with Jesus Christ. You know, because there's one day, you know, we all get to be just like Him. And we can all fellowship with Him. And you know, there won't be any more time and won't be any more heartaches or anything like that. Because we'll be just like Him. We'll have a body just like under His glorious body. See, this is from God making a promise. Brother Branham says, a real born again child of God looks to heaven and knows that Father holds the reins of all things. He does all things well. And there's neither death nor sorrow for a Christian. Christians doesn't die. There's not one scripture that says a Christian dies. Very vice versa. Jesus said He couldn't die if you believed on Him. So He has no death, and that is the greatest thing that put fear over man was death. Jesus died for us and death is swallowed up in victory. So when coming to the end of the road, like St. Paul said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But said, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And from the next quote there from number 12, this is from a message from that time. He's talking about when a bee stings deeply, it loses its stinger. Honeybee insect thing's got a stinger. When it stings, the flesh anchors and pulls the stinger out. When death met God's, death lost its stinger. And now death has no stinger. It can buzz and make a noise and say, I'll take you, I'll kill you, I'll do this, that, or the other. But it has no stinger. It lost it yonder in Calvary. He said, no wonder Paul could say when he was coming down to the end of the road, O death, where is your stinger? O grave, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. How that from that time, death has no stinger for the believer. Christ took the sting of death out for the believer. There's where He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. With His death we are healed. From that time, Satan was stripped of everything that he had. He's nothing but a bluff. Death is a bluff. It's just a bluff. It has no stinger. And you know, we have been blessed to realize, you know, Satan's a bluff. And there is no death for a Christian. And you know what? Whether we're like Paul and, you know, we're going to the grave and we lay this body in the grave, you know, there is no victory in that. Because you know what? He can't hold us. He can take this flesh, but he can't take you and I. He can't take the real person. And you know, and also to realize that, you know, even if we don't go to the ground, but you know, there's a group that's going to come to the body change. And you know what? That stinger still doesn't have an effect on us. You know, even if you go by the way of the grave, if you make the body change, you know what? Death has no victory in it. Satan has no victory. He has no hold on a Christian. And you know, we have been given the victory through Jesus Christ. And so, you know, to realize, you know, there is no victory in death. You know, where is your sting? Where is your victory? There is no victory. Why? Because we have the victory through Jesus Christ. We have overcome. So, you know, we realize when we realize that death is just a bluff, the last enemy to be destroyed is death. The last enemy, and we're going to realize that, you know what? Death, by the word that has been brought to us, by the word, but through Jesus Christ, we have received the word that will bring us to a body change, that, you know what? Death has no hold on us. Why? Because it has been purchased. We have been made free. And that's the next thing, is to receive a revelation, to understand that God has made us free from that. Death has no hold on us, has no victory over us. We are free. And yes, all the way down through history, all the different ones, yes, he was a bluff and took them down. But you know, thanks be to God that we live in this day, in the end time. This is the day in which God brought the word for us to receive a body change. This is 1 Thessalonians 4 says, very familiar, says, "But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." I'm so thankful that we have received that. Why? Because, you know, there's so many people in this world have been, you know, looking for something. But, you know, I thank God that we've had a prophet in our day come and tell us, you know, because we have received the shout. We have received a message in our day. And it has brought us to the place to realize who we are, where we came from, and where we're going. We have received this word, and this word is going to bring us through, because we are going to come to this place to receive a body change. Amen. Can have the musicians come, but you know, he said to comfort one another with these words. We have received the message in our day to bring us to this place, and he's come to make known these things. And I'm so thankful that God has given us his word. We live in a pest house. But God has made a way that we can go to a place that he's prepared for us. I thank God. It's so good to sit and think about what, you know, because God doesn't want us to be here, you know, because we have no continuing city here, but we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I just thank the Lord for that. You know, it's good to realize where you're going. You wake up some mornings and just realize, you know, just a little while to labor here, just a little while to wait. But you know, we know that eternity soon will unfold. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, we lose our loved ones and they go from us. But you know, you realize that, you know, they're not that far away. They're just in another dimension. Just a faster dimension. But you know what? It won't be long. We'll see them again. I'm looking forward to that. It's a good thing because, you know, it encourages me. You know, because if every time a soldier finishes their race, you know, it ought to stir us to fight the fight, to continue to run. However, whatever we have to do, God, let me be faithful in all that you've called us to do. And, you know, each one has done their part. Now let's do ours. Amen. God bless you. Let's all stand. We'll have Brother Michael lead us into a song.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. My Lord, wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. His own Jesus, my Lord, wonderful. His own name, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. His own Jesus, my Lord, wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Wonders are He.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen,
ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word.
Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Thank God good
to give us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him. Love and praise Him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good?
I'm a new creation.
I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
We are heirs
of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. And we are family. We are one.
Oh, ain't God good
to give us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him.
Let's
love and praise Him a little more today. Tomorrow, ain't God good?
I'm a new creation.
I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again. that's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
We are heirs
of the Father. We are joined with the Son.
And
we are people of His kingdom. And we are family.
God bless you today. It's been a good day. I enjoyed. And we'll, Lord willing, be back on Wednesday. Looking forward to it. Fight the good fight. Amen. Looking forward to getting out of here one of these days. And, you know, we think about all the things that we have to do down here. But, you know, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. You know, we think we have a lot of problems down here and different things, but you know, when we get on that other side, it's going to be so small. You know, when we look back and see how the splendor of heaven's going to be, and we're going to see the one who died for us. We're going to see nail-pierced hands. You know, we think about those songs about it'll be worth it after all. But God, just let us be faithful. I have a desire to be what God wants me to be. You know, because it's going to be sad for some, as Brother Bob was saying this morning, it's going to be a sad day. Because some will stand there and say, Lord, didn't we preach in your name? Didn't we prophesy? Didn't we do great, wonderful things in your name? And you know what? He didn't deny that they didn't do those things. And he said, I never knew you. That's a sad day. So, when I was speaking at my dad's funeral, I told him, I said, if my dad could come back and speak, if my dad could say one thing, He would want you to know, do you know Jesus? Is Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life? Because it doesn't matter what else you do in this world. A life that's not lived for Jesus Christ is meaningless. To share the love of God with people, whether they accept it or not, that's up to them. But we've been given a commission to share the love of God with people. To share with them the way of salvation. To show the world that there is a God and He's real. It's not just some fairy tale. It's not just some idea. But it's a real place. It's a real, genuine life. And we are to show those people, everybody that we come in contact with, we are to show them Jesus Christ, because we are His hands, we are His feet, we are His mouth, we are His eyes. This bride is to show Jesus Christ to the world. And that's our desire, to show the world who Jesus is. And He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, we have our faults and failures and we're inadequate. But He said we can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth us.
That's right.
So that's my desire, to show the world Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you this evening. Appreciate each one of you, and just continue to pray for each one. And Lord willing, we'll be back Wednesday night. And who we just remember, whoever, I don't know who's going to be here, but we'll just hold them up in prayer. Amen. God bless you. Love each one of you. So let's just all bow our heads before we dismiss, and we'll speak to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we're just thankful for this time, Lord, that we've been able to be here today, Lord, and Lord, that we can receive from you, and Lord, to look into your word, Lord, and Lord, read your scriptures, and realize that, Lord, that what you've written to us, Lord, the things that have been spoken to us, Lord, there's a great day coming, Lord, that we can lay all our burdens down, Lord, this old mortal flesh, Lord, is going to take on immortality. Lord, that we can proclaim in this world, Lord, that Satan's Eden, as he's on his rampage, Lord. Lord, we see the things that are taking place in this world, but Lord, we realize that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And Father, as the Apostle Paul said, as we have borne the image of the earthy, Lord, we're looking for a time, Lord, that we're going to bear the image of the heavenly. Lord, we're looking for that time, Lord Jesus. We know it won't be long, but Lord, let us be faithful in every day that we journey in this life, Lord, that we fight the good fight. Lord, we run our race, Lord. Lord, we pray that you just give us strength, Lord. Lord, lead us as we yield ourselves to you, Lord, that Lord, you can lead us in this journey, Lord. Lord, we can't do it in ourselves. But we're so thankful, Lord, you've made provisions for each one of us. Lord, you've provided a way, Lord, that we can make it through. And Lord, we just love you and just want to thank you for all things, Lord. Now, as we dismiss from the service today, Lord, I pray that you go with each one. Lord, touch each one, whatever the needs may be, Lord. Lord, the ones that have been watching in, Father, we just pray that you be with them and bless them in a special way today. And Lord, as we come back Wednesday, Lord, we just pray that you, Lord, be with whoever is speaking, Lord, just be with the minister and Lord, touch each one, Lord. Lord, we just love you and we just thank you for it. And we know that it won't be much longer, Lord, but we're looking forward to it, Lord. It thrills our hearts, Lord, to realize what you've done for us and realize there's a place to go to then. Lord, there's no more sickness, no death, no heartache. Lord, all our loved ones that have passed on, Lord, will be reunited with them. Lord, as the scripture tells us, as Paul was saying, Lord, and Lord, there's a coming a day, Lord, we'll forever be with you. Lord, our hearts long for that day. We just thank you. We love you. We commit all things to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Dismissed.
Thank God good to give us souls.